Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for our series in a year in the Word. Amen. Today we'll be reading from Mark chapters 9 and 10 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. I am thankful that each of you are with me and that you have joined me in this journey. And it is a journey indeed as we get into the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God even lets us know if we sow to our spirit that we will reap unto our spirits everlasting life. Amen. And you know, Jesus said he came that we might have life and that more abundantly, not just then and there, but also for the here and the now. So as we're reading through the Word of God, he is changing us. He's molding us and making us. He is removing things from us that have been hindering us for years that we didn't even realize were hindering our relationship with him. And not only that, but our relationship with other people. The Lord is moving in the midst of us. He's causing us to have thoughts that we had not had before and rethink things that we are about to do, making decisions differently. He is bringing forth breakthroughs in the midst of us. Sicknesses, amen, are being healed in the midst. In the name of Jesus, he is moving. Amen. Glory to God. He is our salvation. He is our salvation. He is our deliverer, our help, our hope. Amen. The word says he is the author and the finisher, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. That is Jesus. He is the only name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. Glory to God. Amen. The word lets us know that whosoever shall call upon that name, Jesus, he shall be saved. The Lord will come. He is our hero. You know, we look at all the Marvel comics and all the wonderful things. The latest thing has been Black Panther. And then we look to all these things for heroes, for examples for our children. But we ought to be looking to Jesus. He is the ultimate hero, not just for our children, but for all generations. He is our hero. Glory to God. He's the one that we ought to worship. He's the one we are to idolize. If we're going to have an idol at all, it ought to be the Lord. Amen. Idolizing anything else is vanity indeed. But to give all of our allegiance and our worship to Jesus, glory to God, that is not vanity. It reaps benefits, amen, not just for now, but into eternity. Amen. To give our lives over to the true and the living God reaps benefits. Do you hear me? Not just now, but into eternity. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. He is looking for a people, hallelujah, that will come before him without shame. Hallelujah. That will worship him and praise his name. That will live according to his standard and not their own. Well, that would not move or not live after what they see, that will not go after their own flesh, but that will go after the Spirit, and that the ways of the Lord be their standard. Glory to God. There is much benefit in having a standard. We all live in this world, and we see everything that is happening around us. And we ask one another, how could this be happening? Why is this happening? Why is there so much violence? Why are people killing one another? Why isn't there any value for life? And I can give you the answer. Because men and women's hearts have turned so far away from God that they no longer see the standard of life. They no longer can see standards of peace. They have lost their hope and are hopeless. They have gone mad, in other words. Because without Jesus, there is madness. Without wit and life, I offer you peace and life on today. The only peace and life that can come from Jesus, our salvation. Amen. The one who wrapped himself in flesh and dwelt among us in the book of John. Hallelujah. The one who sacrificed his life on Calvary, that Jesus. The one to whom, the Sanhedrin said not to mention that he had died. Perhaps, they gave order. Hallelujah. Even in the Romans, gave orders to send out a rumor that the disciples had hidden him, rose from the dead when he was resurrected. We just celebrated Resurrection Day last week. The glory of God. He rose with the keys to death, hell, and the grave. No longer do those things have any glory in us, because Jesus overcame it all. He is our salvation on today. He is our salvation. Glory to God in the highest. Say yes to Jesus. Hallelujah. I hope you were listening on yesterday when we read the word of God from the book of Job and the book of Jeremiah. Amen. And I gave a word after it, how the Lord is calling us. He is still calling us even on today. Amen. Yesterday, somebody who was listening perhaps woke up in eternity. And I hope they heeded that call that the Lord was calling to them. And I'm offering that call to you once again today. Amen. Because Jesus is still calling. Amen. And he wants us to give us his life so that he can actually turn it into something. You know, so many of us don't even know what our purpose is. We don't know what our destiny is to be. We don't know why we're here in the earth. And we wonder why. We have these talents and these abilities that we don't know where they came from. Some of them are even untapped. We don't even know what our potential is because we haven't even tested those things yet. But if you would give your life back to the one who gave it to you in the first place so that he can mold you and make you into that you were destined to be from the very beginning, so that he set you back on the path that he set you on from the very beginning of time. And he will show you just who you are and just who he is. Glory to God. He will give your life back the purpose that it was intended. And you won't have to question why this and why that, because the Spirit of the Lord will be instructing you through all your days and showing you the path that you ought to walk, showing you the ways you should not go to keep you safe in a day, in an age that is so violent. You won't have to worry about walking out your door and something happening to you, because he has assigned angels to you and his Spirit is in you to lead you and to guide you, to direct your path, and to let you know when to speak and when not to speak, when to walk, when not to walk, when to go and when to stay. He will do that. He is our salvation. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, let's pray. Amen. As you say yes to the Lord, he is at the door knocking at your heart even right now, that you might say yes to him. Say yes, a resounding yes in your soul, a resounding yes with your lips, a resounding yes with your mind. Say yes. Amen. That the Lord might come in right now and up with you, that even as we're reading, he'll give you a revelation of what all those things meant and what was happening at that time that this history was written. Glory to God. He will let you know without a shadow of a doubt. Oh, why you are among the living. Glory to God in the highest. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we humble ourselves before you right now, oh, God. Lord God, watch us, Lord Jesus, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Watch us, Lord God, of every sin, Lord, of every trespass.
Lord, of everything, Lord God, that we have done in this body, every thought that we had, Lord God, that was vanity, that was futile, that was foolish, that was sinful, that was wicked. Forgive us, Lord God, every sin of omission and commission. Forgive us, Lord God, for the time that we have wasted, Lord God, pondering the ways of wickedness rather than the ways of light. Forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us. Wash us, Lord. Lord, wash us as we turn, Lord God, from our wickedness back to you. We turn back to you, Jesus, the author and the pioneer and the perfecter of our souls. We turn back to you, the author and the finisher, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Oh, Lord God, touch us now. Cleanse us now. Oh, Lord God, even move, Lord God, in every synapse of our mind. Move in this landscape of our brains, Lord God, and take up, Lord God, every root, Lord God, that has been established in our mind of negativity, Lord God, that your spirit might move and flourish in us. Oh, Lord God, you are our Lord. You are our salvation. You, oh Lord, are our strength. You are our provider. You are our help in the time of trouble. You are our present help. Oh my God, you are our deliverer. Oh Lord God, deliver us, Lord God, from every evil. Oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for surely, Lord, how the enemy comes fast after us, but you pursue. Pursue us even harder and even faster. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we surrender right now in this hour. We surrender, Lord God. We surrender all to Jesus. As the song says, all to Jesus. I surrender all to him. I freely give all to you, Lord God. We give it up, Lord God. So many things we don't even understand, Lord. So many thoughts that we have that we don't understand. Oh, Lord God, but we give it up to you, Lord God, that you might establish our way, Lord God, that you might take control, take the reins. Jesus, take the wheel. Oh, Lord God, that we might go forth according to your standard, Lord God, and not the standard of the world. Lord, the world actually has no standards. Lord, those things, Lord, years ago were considered absolutely evil are now considered absolutely good. The world has no standards. Oh, Lord God, we yield ourselves, Lord God, to you, to your holy standards, Lord God. Oh, Lord God. Redirect us right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, and open our minds and our hearts to your spirit and to your word. Open our minds and our hearts, Lord God, to your will. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, overtake us and overtake the atmosphere with your salvation. Father, send down a legion of angels, Lord God, throughout the atmosphere in every place and every listener's home, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, to minister to the needs, Lord God, in the midst, and to make war with every demonic presence, every witchcraft spirit, Lord God, that has come hard after us. Lord, in the name of Jesus, burn up every wickedness with the fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, that your way be established in us in the name of Jesus. Establish us, oh God, in your will in Jesus' name from this time forth. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, as we read your word, open it up before us. Give us revelations from our cause us, Lord God, to understand things, the deepest, Lord God, secrets of the ages, Lord God, that are brought forth through your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We give you honor, Lord God. We give you praise. And we give you glory even right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We give God glory.
He is the true and the living God. There is no other. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We give him glory. Amen. We're reading from Mark chapters 9 and 10. Amen. And in our reading, Jesus is on the Mount of Transfiguration. Glory to God. Amen. Our readings in the book of Mark, amen, are a little after Resurrection Day. But I give God glory because we've already read through Matthew, so we've read through those things previously. Amen. And I'm thankful to God that we're reading through slowly so that you can gather those things. Amen. Gather the word of God. Write down your questions and begin to talk to him about it. And rather than just giving up and saying, well, I just don't understand, it's too hard, the Lord will reveal his own word. It is spiritually, amen, it's spiritual. It is a spiritual word. Hallelujah. And he will give you the spiritual revelation if you yield to him and allow him to do that. Glory to God. Amen. Let's start in the book of Mark. I'm reading Mark, just two chapters this evening. Mark chapters 9 and 10. And he said to them, assuredly, I say to you that there are some standing here who will not taste death till they see the kingdom of God present with power. Now, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up on a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His clothes became shining, exceedingly white like snow, such as no launderer on earth can whiten them. And Elijah appeared to them with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. And let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, because he did not know what to say, for they were greatly afraid. And a cloud came and overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son, hear him. Suddenly, when they had looked around, they saw no one anymore, but only Jesus with themselves. Now, as they came down from the mountain, he commanded that they should not tell no one the things that they had seen till the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept this word to themselves, questioning what the rising from the dead meant. And they asked him, saying, why do the scribes say Elijah must come first? Then he answered and told them, indeed, Elijah is coming first and restores all things. And how is it written concerning the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be treated with contempt? But I say to you that Elijah has also come, and they did to him whatever they wished, as it is written of him. And when he came to the disciples, he saw a great multitude around them and scribes disputing with them. Immediately when they saw him, all the people were greatly amazed and running to him, greeted him. And he asked the scribes, what are you discussing with them? Then one of the crowd answered and said, teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit, and wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples. They should cast it out, but they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. Then they brought him to him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. So he asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood, and often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, I believe, help my unbelief.
when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. Then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of him, and he became as one dead. So that many said he is dead, but Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast it out? And he said to them, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. Then they departed from there and passed through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know it, for he taught his disciples and said to them, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And after he is killed, he will rise the third day. But they did not understand this saying and were afraid to ask him. Then he came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, What was it you disputed among yourselves on the road? For on the road they had disputed among themselves who would be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12 and said to them, if anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and the servant of all. Then he took a little child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said to them, moreover, whoever receives one of these little children in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me. Now John answered him, saying, teacher, we saw someone who does not follow us casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow us. But Jesus said, do not forbid him, for no one who works a miracle in my name can soon afterwards speak evil of me. For he who is not against us is on our side. For whoever gives you a cup of water to drink in my name because you belong to Christ, assuredly, I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to be maimed rather than having two hands to go to hell into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. And if your feet causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame rather than having 2 feet to cast into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye rather than having 2 eyes to be cast into fire, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. For everyone will be seasoned with fire, and every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt. Salt is good, for if the salt loses its flavor, how will you season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another. Then he arose from there and came to the region of Judea by the other side of the Jordan, and multitudes gathered to him again, and as he was accustomed, he taught them again. The Pharisees came and asked him, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife, testing him? And he answered and said to them, what did Moses command you? And they said, Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and to dismiss her. And Jesus answered and said to them, because of the hardness of your heart, he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. In the house
his disciples also asked him again about the same matter. So he said to them, whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if a woman divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. Then they brought little children to him and that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. He was going out on the road. One came running, knelt before him and asked him, good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? So Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and your mother. And he answered and said to him, teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth. Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, one thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me. But he was sad at that word and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said to them, children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. For they were greatly astonished, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? But Jesus looked at them and said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Then Peter began to say to him, see, we have left all and followed you. So Jesus answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sister or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's who shall not receive a hundredfold now in this time houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are the first will be last, and the last shall be first. Now they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. Then he took the 12 aside and began to tell them the things that would happen to him. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes. And they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and scourge him and spit on him and kill him. And the third day he will rise again. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him, saying, teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we want you to do for us whatever we ask. And he said to them, what do you want me to do for you? They said to him, grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left in your glory. But Jesus said to them, you do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said, we are able. So Jesus said to them, you will indeed drink the cup that I drink and be baptized, and the baptism I am baptized with will you be baptized, but to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those who for whom it is prepared. They began to be greatly displeased with James and John, but Jesus called them to himself and said to them, you know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all.
For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Now they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho, his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus stood and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer, arise, he is calling you." And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "Rabboni, that I may receive my sight." Then Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. I have read from you. I have read to you from Mark chapters 9 and 10 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers. God bless you. God keep you. God anoint you in the name of Jesus. I pray, I hope, and I pray that you will continue with me on this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.